But however, even if that were the case, I wouldn't consider that grooming. I think it's fucking weird for him to do. It's like a random ass person on the internet. I don't think it's grooming.
I was not grooming.
When I think of grooming, that isn't what I think of. I'm sorry.
Okay, how about extortion or blackmail?
You want to say he was like trying to like weasel his way in as like a friendly person to like convince her eventually to do this other thing? Maybe.
Yeah. What do you call? What's a short word for weaseling your way in, pretending to be a friendly person, again, especially to somebody who's much younger who's been a victim of sexual abuse?
So you're telling me that when you were asked this, everything from but yes forward is like posture for litigation. So why not just say but no? No, you don't have it.
Because
what you're talking about again is child porn.
Oh, sorry. I thought you wanted an explanation, but you're filibustering. Go ahead. Yeah, I know you're nervous.
No, go for it. Just tell me. Why?
Because as soon as I start saying, no, there are huge swaths of messages that I no longer possess, and I'm in a case where Pixie's lawyer is taking every single supposed lack of evidence I have and saying, oh, this proves all of this stuff. Why the fuck would I say that and then have her go, oh, actually, we think that he sent all this stuff to Rose, but we can't prove it because he said he deleted all the videos. Do you know how fucking retarded that sounds?
Are you going to recap the Doobie CP stuff from the VC last night / this morning? I think there are recordings floating out there. It's just one of the conspiracies that people spread about me is that like the second I found out this girl that was involved in my lawsuit was underage, the moral and upstanding citizen thing to do would have been I needed to go to the FBI, give them a whole bunch of CSAM and say, here, FBI, like, I think you guys need to investigate all of this stuff because, I want to be a good Samaritan. Like, just it's like the most retarded thing in the universe. OK. I tried asking Doobie a couple examples of like, would you ever do this? And like, Doobie was saying that, I think the example I said is if you have a friend who gives you like a ton of shit and it ends up being like a bunch of drugs or something, and then you realize that it's a bunch of drugs, like, would you take all of these drugs to the cops and go, hey, cops, I have like kilos of cocaine or whatever. I just want to like give this to you and let you know that like there's a bad guy out there, but I didn't actually want any of it, but he just gave it to me. Like, it was just like the most fucking retarded thing. It's just like they invent like all of these stupid fucking hypotheticals to run down. And then the issue that I have is that Doobie will spend, like, I just jumped into the beginning of stream. Doobie was also in that Discord server this morning talking about me. And he was in that Discord server last night talking about me. Doobie spends hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. Like in all these service talking about me. I think I'm probably for the first time, like, I'm close to this. I have to think about it a little bit more tonight, but for the first time, I think I'm probably going to fucking enforce a no contact thing. But I don't know if it's going to mean like cutting out like Wick or Connor or whatever else, but I might just cut people out who still allow Doobie to go to their servers and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk about me being a pedophile or whatever for hours and hours and hours. Because it's not just that too. Like, I've heard him make this argument multiple times, and he was doing it again this morning, to where Doobie argues that, like, if I'm in favor of doxing or unmasking certain people, Jesus, hold on. Okay, sorry, never mind. If I'm in favor of like doxing or unmasking certain people because I think that like this identity is relevant, I don't think this person should be able to do something for 20 fucking months of stalking me and completely be able to walk away from it, and like there's no identity, it's just like a faceless person, I think that's fucking crazy, right? His argument is that, well, couldn't one of these people whose names that you uncover, couldn't they have like a family? And if that person has a family, you're basically doxing a family, which means that you're basically creating a world where I think it would actually be permissible to dox my son and his mom. Like, he's around here making these arguments.
Permission structure for people to fuck with Nathan, to fuck with his mom. And I don't agree with that, to be clear. Which I don't think any of it should be happening, but I just want to be clear. Like, if that is what the world that he is creating, like, I don't think he has any ground to complain about it.
First, there's like two things here. It's just like whenever like we're talking about some like unhinged person's behavior, you're always pointing out like, well, but kind of like, but Destiny did this, and then it doesn't even seem that equivocal. Where did Destiny tell you it's okay to dox people's families, children, or any of that? Like, it's such a loose connection where this guy is like directly saying like, hey, it's okay to like, it's okay to like target if you get, or what you're saying is basically by Destiny's standard, it is okay for people to attack his son. Because if you're like involved or in their people's peripheries,
yeah, anybody connected to each other,
that does not, there is a very, very like reasonable like assumption that doesn't mean like their 14-year-old kid or
why?
Anything like that.
Wait, why? So the issue is that he's putting these people in danger, right? So I'm sure esports Batman has a family. I'm sure JSOC has a family. Guiman has a family. He stalks both of them. I'm sure Wicked Supreme has a family. And any internet community is going to have crazy fucking people in it, right? And some of these people have reported that, you know, that they've been harassed at work.
No, they haven't. That's a fucking lie, and he knows it.
Their employees have been called. Their family members have been called. They've been tracked down on...
This has all happened to me, by the way, and is still happening to me, by the way, but okay.
Facebook and fucked with their friends. Like, in Destiny, by encouraging this community to target and attack those people in the real world, has made all that happen, I think. He's encouraged this to happen, and he's even complained that this community hasn't gone further. So I don't understand why would say he's like somehow drawn some clear line around family members. He just hasn't. He said anybody connected to these people is fair game.
Anybody connected to these people, like the people that are actively involved in these servers that are harassing every single person, not their fucking children.
Well, aren't you like making the same point? It's just like, well, if you're going to be like involved in
there's like 30 seconds left of this.
These like doxing wars or anything like that, then you're fair game as well. Like,
no,
that's the same thing.
No, my position is that if this is the world he's creating, like what
the world he's creating.
Also, listen to they're doing the child adult thing again as well, right? Where they have no choice but to react this way. Maybe they're just going to dox my child and his mom, and that's all they can do. But like all of the agency is somehow on my end. Keep in mind also that this whole thing is a one-sided obsession. The microsecond these people stop obsessively talking about me, like it's done. I don't care. Like what? Like I'm not going to spend all my stream digging through these fucking servers and go through all these psychotic people. Like I don't care. I don't need to. I don't want to. I don't want anything to do with this. So like all of this is on them.
Online spaces, doxing is off limits. It's like a taboo. You don't do it. And if you do it, you get like ostracized.
Except clearly that wasn't the case. But yeah. The issue is that what was I saying? Oh, the another weird thing on top of this, I tweeted this out earlier. I don't know if there's a way to find out the answer to this, is that Doobie donates thousands of dollars to all of these streamers. And then he goes into these rooms and he's just there constantly for hours and hours every single fucking day talking about me. It's
like their Discord room?
Yes. Yeah. Voice chats for hours. That's why that fucking Dickers dude yesterday, when I asked him about it, people will send me sometimes like, here's a 7-hour recording from Jisticle's room where they're talking about how you're a rapist. Or here's like a 5-hour recording from Pisco's voice chat where Jisticle and some people are talking about how you abuse Anna. Or here's a 6-hour recording of Kelly Jean and these other people in Counterpoint's voice chat. Like, it's just like, at all hours of the day, they're in these voice chats talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ. It's crazy. But like,
you're like their special interest.
Yeah, seriously. But then it's like that. And then on top of that, the money aspect is just really, really, really fucking weird. Because Doobie is donating.
He's basically like paying creators and shit.
Yeah. You know? I wish I asked Doobie yesterday and he was like, I don't even know if I've done like $1,000 a year, but I'm pretty sure he donated $1,000 just on the night that Pisco was debating me. So help me understand. They have an issue with you doing the thing they're doing to you. No, they're just obsessed with me. And now like the political stuff has all come into alignment too. So they've got like that power. It's just fucking so cringe. After donating $3,000 to Wick, I will never watch or donate when you have Destiny on your platform. This is trying to pressure people to blacklist you. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. So I think what I'm thinking about it, but I'm probably going to, blacklist any streamer that still has Doobie in the Discord. And then I'm just going to start to cut off that. I figure also post lawsuit, I'll have other opportunities available to me as well. And I just don't need to have anything to do with like if you think you need that cancer for your Discord to function, I just don't know if I want anything to do with it.
This has about as much to do with legal settlement.
That was like the, you're good. You were saying that's like the most dramatic thing you're going to pull, but I honestly don't think it's that dramatic.
It's not. Yeah. It's really not. Like it should be.
You have people in there trying to destroy your life.
Yeah. Like, the real actual answer that, but I just don't expect like genuine friendship or reciprocation from any fucking person ever in this space, except for you, Moot, because I love you.
Thanks.
Is you should be proactive about it. That's the real answer. Is people should be proactive about it. Like, oh, there's this guy in my Discord every single night that's calling you a pedophile and arguing that you should be fucking, that your kid and his mom should be doxxed, you know, continuously, and is doing this every single fucking day for hours and hours and hours. I probably would just ban that person. That should be the answer. But yeah, whatever.
This isn't something that like they're hiding. Like they are unintentionally or not, they are just hosting this content and kind of like allowing it to continue to happen. So yeah, I don't think it's bad.
I don't know if there's a way, if anybody knows, I tweeted out this question earlier. Is there a way to track like how much money an account has super chatted over YouTube chats. I'm curious if there's a way to know. I see somebody in YouTube chat just said that Dubious donated like $1,000 to Connor Points like a few times, like just individual dono. So I'm curious if there's a way to know that.
Board.co. I'm not seeing a way on here.
Isn't it kind of uncomfortable that you're asking people like Wick to take a financial loss to do this? How am I asking him to take a financial loss? I'm not at all. No? He doesn't have to ban anybody. I'll just never be on the platform again. And then they could do their thing.
I mean, you're not asking them to ban them from the community permanently. You're just asking them to kind of not have them host.
No, I don't think they should be in the Discord. They shouldn't be in the Discord. No,
well,
I don't think
Doobie
should be in
the Discords, yes. Yeah. But like, would you care if like Doobie was in his YouTube chat?
Oh, no, I don't give a fuck. That's fine. Whatever. I don't even care if Doobie still donates to him. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. But just not, it can't be the 8-hour fucking.
They can't be there for 8 hours talking about you unmoderated or moderated. Like, it's just, it's retarded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he tried to pull that last night when Doobie was chatting. There's a recording of this somewhere. I don't know. I'm sure people have uploaded it. Wow, 37 dogs. Thanks for getting 50 tier one subs, buddy. Where Doobie's like, oh, no. Like, you know, yeah, I might just like shit talk you a little bit. And I'm like, excuse me, shit talk me a little bit? Aren't you like donating to people, like calling me a fucking pedophile and stuff? That is what he's doing. Wait, what is this? Pisco will look into your soul and unironically say that Destiny is insane and bad faith, even suggest that his H3 analysis is being tainted by anti-fans. The truth is, Kafka only wants you to cover drama when you agree with Destiny because Destiny is a spiteful man-child and Kafka is a noodle-spined sycophant. Like, how could you talk about me so much? How could you talk about me so much and say this so many days, weeks, months? It's crazy how much. Like, I get, last night after the debate, he was in there talking about me. Oh, he was also the one feeding lines to Dickers during the debate. Let's be real. This whole drama is just about Des Diddy losing his orbiters because they were given undeniable proof that he's a piece of shit. You're giving this dude too much charity, Pisco. Doobie, by the way, outed himself last night as being a prolific child porn hunter who tries to ask little girls in his Discord server every day whether or not they've been trading child porn of themselves to other people so that he can turn them in to the FBI. I wish that any part of what I just said was an exaggeration, but it is absolutely true, and it is probably some of the most insanely fucking weird shit I've ever heard in my entire fucking life. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Why?
Oh, it was funny when you asked everybody, like, how often has everybody seen Doobie in here for 4 hours a dime, like, talking about me, up or down? And there was, like, 50 people who, like, voted up. Yeah.
And that's just in that Discord, Jesus.
Yeah.
Play the tape, it's the last couple of minutes. Where is it? I don't even know where it is. Oh, wait, what is this? Why would you ever consider, or why would you ever consider that Pisco would ever not be giving his honest opinion about snark-sensitive stuff? I see the donations, but you don't see who donated, right? I think most of this was Doobie, but... Give me a timestamp to start out, because I'm not listening to this whole fucking thing. This conversation was so painful.
Yes. Yes. And we had to pull the images from her fucking DMs with a guy. We had to pull his activity and send it all to the fucking FBI. And
then it got you see how I keep mudding it? Her DMs with the guy. Pictures of herself?
Nothing mudding at all about this. Yeah, some of them were pictures of her.
Wait,
yes.
Hold on. As part of sending the DMs of the guy, did that involve like having pictures of child porn?
Yes. Yes.
And you had it saved on your device.
To, yes, and this was not saved on my devices. This was turned over to the fucking FBI. Like,
it's how did you turn over his images if it wasn't saved to your device?
Yeah, guys, I really need to go. But yeah, it wasn't.
He ran.
Okay, if you need to go, you can go.
Doobie's like, I think there would be child porn here. I need to investigate. Show me your DMs, little girl. Let me see the images.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. This the whole end of this conversation was crazy. I can't believe how crazy the end of this conversation was.
Of like what I'm talking. So look up 764. Yeah, look up how people.
No, Doobie, this is wild, dude. I'm sorry.
It's wild because you don't know what you're fucking.
Hey, let me get that log.
Look up 764. Look up how people.
It's like To Catch a Predator, hosted by Nick Shirley. Okay, this is the most retarded thing I've ever heard in my life.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
And then look up how people on just other apps turn these people in, what they needed to do.
Yeah, they ask little girls on their servers, send me your DMs, little girl. Do you have child porn?
Send me your log in, please.
No,
these situations aren't the same.
He left time.
He did.
Her friend got her to like come. We verified what was happening. We got her to turn over her account to us, and then got to like pull her out her access away from it, and then turn it all over to the police, and then involved. And I believe that was.
Just this whole thing is fucking retarded. How fucking hard is this motherfucker project? Yeah, I don't know, bro. This is just crazy. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with these guys, but whatever. Stacy is in Whitcord right now. Oh, boy.
Who's Stacy?
One of the unhinged fucking gesticlers.
Wait, why are all of these people just allowed to be in the
Discord? Because that's what they do. They go there everywhere to commit like a rapist, murderer, thief, whatever the fuck. I'll be back.
They're just... Yep. Oh, yeah, go.
That's what they do.
Just being like a...
Oh my god, is that what you actually sound like? Holy shit. Enough. What are we doing? Are we doing more reputation rehab for you guys in here? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
We're going over this tweet that Stassi, or this Discord log looks like, that Stassi had here.
Yeah.
Just asking questions.
Are we streaming right now? Are we streaming?
We sure are.
That's awesome.
Hi, chat.
I actually like Mr. Moon. Yeah, no, we were just talking about how the Snarker Left's Discord's now open. And trying to figure out why would we want to go over there. Apparently there's a furry porn, so... Or wait, no, furry...
Yeah, no.
What was it? What was furry...
It looked like furry
first traps.
Furry first traps. Based.
A slight step below furry porn on the scale of bad.
Wait, so just curious. Stassi, why did Saba never get banned from Driscoll's Discord server for harassing the victim of my court case?
I don't know.
Did you ever talk to Driscoll about it?
I don't think so. But I don't think it's my business to be, like, asking Driscoll to run his server a specific way.
Oh, so if somebody was in there spamming child porn, you wouldn't say anything? You would just be like, oh, it's his server.
Yeah, I would probably report that. But, like, in terms of having Cyber there, I don't know what the correlative there is.
Well, the correlative is him posting emails of him harassing a sex crimes victim, and then people like you responding favorably to it.
Well, I responded favorably before I knew what all of the emails were.
So, wait, I
think I typed something along the lines of, like, Gugaiba. I don't have all of the logs, to be clear. I can't see that channel at all, because I think it got archived or deleted or whatever.
Why did it get archived and deleted?
Because I think you were threatening to dox and harass anyone who posted in there. And you ended up successfully doing that with your sports Batman, right?
I don't think I ever did. Did I find him?
Well, assumedly, you did post this docs, you did put it into DGG chat, you did say, here's Esports Batman's information, Lamau.
Okay, I just don't remember. But if I did, I mean, he's a lawyer, he's credentialing himself. I think it's okay for him to be unmasked, to have a person who is standing by their credentials and then using that to weigh in on a court case. I think that's totally fair. We can disagree on that, that's fine. So, do you think it was acceptable? What emails do you think were acceptable for members of a anti-fan Discord to be shooting off to a victim in my court case? Like, what kind of emails do you think would have been okay that you were supporting before you knew what they actually were?
I didn't have any of the details of the emails. I think it was literally just a descriptive, this person, like, remove porn. As far as I was aware, at the time, when I said it, it was like, what's the word? Reciprocal. It wasn't like harassment.
Oh, wait, so then you...
To any degree, as I understood at the moment.
So you do know what the emails were about?
What? No. I only had, I think, like, descriptive, oh, I was helping this girl, like, remove her porn. That was all I understood at the time, I believe.
Okay, so that, but you had some idea of what he was emailing her about, right?
Yeah, but I didn't know whether it was reciprocal or not. I assumed it was reciprocal.
What do you mean reciprocal?
Because that was the way it was, in terms of, she was happy with him doing that.
Why would you assume that? Why would you assume that somebody who's like a victim of this would be excited or happy?
Because that was the way it was described. I believe that was the way it was described initially.
It wasn't by anybody.
I don't know because I don't have access to that channel now.
You're speaking to your best recollection of what you remember. First, you said you didn't know what they were about. Now you said you knew that it was about removing her stuff, but you didn't know anything more than that. Now you're saying you think that she was happy that it was a reciprocal email communication. So, but no, that's not true at all. There was no indication of that.
Is there no indication at all whatsoever, even with hindsight, with all the emails out there?
No, he literally said over and over again that he had to harass her, that she stopped responding on certain emails, and he had to get on other emails and then email her friends and family to get her to respond. But you know that,
okay.
Right?
No.
You don't know what I just said? That was a mystery to you? No clue what I just said? That's news to you?
If this is, just real quick, if this is being streamed, take it to the stream room. I can drag you in there, and you can do it there. Sound good?
Sure.
I probably won't be able to talk much longer.
Wait, why not? Wait, how many hours a week do you spend in these Discords talking about me? And now you have to go?
Talking about you?
Yes.
I don't know. Not that long.
10 hours a week on average or less?
We hold on. Just again.
Eight to ten a day.
If you need to drag me, you can drag me wherever. You can drag me wherever you want.
Yeah, not that long. It's not that long.
You can do it.
It's around 8 to 10 a day.
Any other quick questions?
You don't think it's fair that somebody could identify themselves as a lawyer and then weigh in on a court case in a community that has been like publicly and privately engaging with said court case, and it's okay for that person to remain anonymous the entire time despite credentialing themselves?
I don't think that's worthy of a dog's. No. I think you should be able to weigh in on basically anything with some level of anonymity.
You think you should be able to credential yourself?
I don't think you should be able to commit crimes, but I think you should be able to like publicly say something about something. Yeah.
And you, after credentialing yourself.
What counts as credentialing? I could be completely anonymous. I could say I'm a lawyer. I could completely fucking.
So let's say you're a doctor and you want to comment on a medical thing. You're like, well, I'm a doctor. You know, I'm a practicing physician. Do you think it would be fair for somebody, especially if you're actively commenting on it on a community that's actively engaged with it? You don't think it's fair for people to be like, well, who are you? I think that's kind of like an important thing to know if you're going to credential yourself as a physician. I think it's like publicly worthwhile to have, you know, at least the knowledge of this person is who they say they are. No.
So you knew that this person was a lawyer before you had their information?
Not 100%. I mean, he says he is, but.
Okay. So then anyone who says that they're a lawyer online and they comment on any particular case whatsoever, you think that that's fair game to like dox them all?
I think that if they are credentialing themselves and they are having like tons and tons of active conversations about a particular thing, I think it's fair to unmask that person. Yes. If somebody shows up in one comment and they're like, hey guys, I'm a lawyer. This seems like kind of weird or whatever. And like, that's it. Yeah, probably not. But if somebody like for hundreds of thousands of lines of text is constantly giving an opinion and feedback on like ongoing motions and everything related to a court case that a community is like literally actively participating in the court case in, I think it's super fair to know like that. Is that person at least the lawyer that they say they are? I think that's fair. Yeah.
So you think what President Sunday did to Not So Erudite, you think that was fine?
What do you think my issue was with the President Sunday Not So Erudite stuff?
I'm asking you now.
My understanding was the stupid thing about the President Sunday thing was that I think Kyla says she, I don't even remember this, that she was like she has like a master's in econometrics, and then President Sunday was trying to expose her as actually only having like a graduate honors post thing in econo psychometrics. It was like the whatever, this was like the retarded thing about the whole President Sunday shit. But isn't Kyla's name public?
Kyla's name was public. I think what President Sunday was trying to do was verify what she was like doctored in or whatever, and then trying to figure out exactly like what she could consider herself, and that he made the allegation that she was lying about what she was labeling herself, right?
Sure, which I don't really think was true.
I don't know to the tenacity of that. I'm just double-checking that the standard is that if you claim to be something and you're commenting on things, because Kyla would often say, oh, as a whatever she called herself, I don't remember the two terms that President Sunday was autistically trying to identify, but you're saying like that behavior is fine. Trying to figure out exactly what that is and then trying to speak on that with your credentials is actually fine to go and look that information up.
Sure. If somebody's credentialing themselves in like mental health or whatever, sure. Yeah.
Okay. I don't have much else time. Sorry.
So I'm curious, did you talk to anybody or mention anything else about, do you find it weird that Sabosexual, despite the fact that he was actively searching for child porn on the internet and was harassing like a sex trafficking victim, that was like allowed to exist in that Discord and he stayed there and was never banned or anything for it? Isn't that kind of weird?
I'm recalling now, I think what Gisticle had said was something along the lines of, you doxing Cyber, that was enough punishment for what had occurred that it actually, like, it's not worth banning him from the server because that's where most of his friends were or something. If I recall correctly.
Do you think that makes any sense, what you just said?
I'm not saying. I'm trying to give you what Gistical said.
I'm not asking what Gistical said. He won't talk to me for good reason. I'm asking how you feel about it.
I do think that Cyber should have gone. I was very critical of Cyber after we saw the emails and after we saw that he had tried to like work through a block. I was very critical of that, yeah.
Tried to work through a block? Oh, Where were you critical of that?
He tried to like work around her blocking him, right?
Yeah.
I think it was something like a Snapchat and then an email chain. But the problem is, I never saw... I've been told that there was reciprocation. I've never seen any reciprocation. So I actually don't know exactly what the truth of that is. But yeah, anyway, I do have to go. I'm really sorry.
So much to say about me and all your servers when you're not here. Now you're this meek fucking loser like Quimin is.
I'm UK hours. I work. What do you want
How
me
do
to
you
do?
Work and have all this time to talk about me and talk about everything related to me so many hours of the day and you're working at the same time? There's no fucking way.
I know. It's unreal. Can you believe it? Having a job and having hobbies. I know that that's like unbelievable. But it's not just you, Destiny, okay? I snark Jisticle too, okay? I snark everyone.
Really?
Snark is going to rise up, yeah.
If you have a moment, Destiny, I've been getting a lot of DMs. A rumor's been crossing right. the desk.
Yep.
Okay. Have a good night.
Have fun. Good luck. Talking about me for hours and hours in VCs more. Bye.
Are you blacklisting me?
I'm thinking about dissociating myself from every community where Doobie is inactive. Chatter, where do we still on the fucking server? I don't think I can handle that anymore.
Like, I understand your point here, and I actually agree with it, that these people going in and kind of creating these rumors constantly and spreading, like, and basically litigating why you are evil 24/7 is a problem. I agree with you 100%, right, on that. I just don't... I mean, just... I don't think it helps or will fix any issue by just blacklisting anyone that has any of these people in their server, right?
I disagree. I think it's a really effective way of doing things, and I think that's why that's their MO. Like, that's their entire goal, right? Do you agree that Doobie is trying to enforce a form of blacklist against me with the way that he donates to people, right?
I think he's pressuring you. I don't know if I'd say blacklisting, but it's definitely a pressure campaign, a manipulation campaign.
With thousands of dollars of money, right?
Sure, but it hasn't worked in my case, right?
Sure.
Like, this is something that they've been doing, not just for a month, not just for a couple months, but for over a year now, that they've been constantly harassing me, basically, and trying to get me to ban you and to not have you on, either by directly saying that, like a few community members, or, as Doobie does, and say, I'm just not going to donate to you when you have Destiny on. That hasn't worked in my case. And so if you're going to blacklist people where communities this happens, I think you should probably make an exception for communities where it does not work. And I think that...
Yeah, but the problem is when you say does not work, the issue is that, like, these people are so active in these communities talking and talking and talking, and they will bring their friends in to talk and talk and talk. Like, it was happening a few months ago. Some people notice it. I think the only, like, really well-moderated community that, like, protects against this stuff is Loner Boxes. Some people notice it, but, like, four or five will join at the same time. They'll be in these VCs constantly talking about me. And now, like, at this point in my life where it has had, like, a severe negative, like, impact on, like, these people are direct participants in my court case right now that's letting a fucking actual sex trafficker just, like, run free in the UK because they're so obsessed with, like, trying to talk about me and participate in my case all the time. I just don't know why... I would want anything to do with communities where these people are just for 10 hours a day. You can't fight against it. It's too much. It's too much to constantly have somebody here. Like, these people are relitigating the Anne of War drama every single fucking day. 8-hour VC. I get sent so many recordings. Did you know there's another 7-hour VC last night in this politics where there's another 6-hour VC at Peace Coast? There's another 5-hour VC at Connors. Another 7-hour VC at Wix. Doobie was in there last night. Oh, you know how Vickers kept bringing up, like, didn't you do this? Wasn't this part of the Mr. Report? That was Doobie sending messages to him because it was in that fucking voice chat. And then he was there chatting for hours and hours after the debate. He was there this morning when I woke up, still talking about me. And then before I went to stream, he was also in there talking about me. Yes. Like, yeah, sorry.
Look, I'm going to be very clear with you. Mm-hmm. I 100% am on your side, and I do not agree with Doobie and what he is doing. But Doobie has been part of my community since it started. He is often in my VC and has been since it started just to chat. He often talks about you, but not always talks about you. Now, if you'd like... I can consider something like banning, unless you're on my stream, not letting them talk about you, right? Like, so if they do start litigating, did you hear about what Destiny did, X, Y, and Z? Maybe we can put a nix on that. But asking me to ban someone who hasn't broken my rules, I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll think about it. But the issue is the way these people operate is like, if somebody says something good about me in one of these VCs, they're all going to be in their side discords, like sniping at the person, talking about the person. In some discords, maybe doxing the person.
You've shown me the evidence that this is the case. I 100% agree with this. Yes.
Yeah, but then why? Like, I just don't know why I would want to be associated. Like, it's just like, it's so much. Like, why? Yeah, I don't know. It's just like a lot. It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot.
I get it.
Like,
But you understand, like, the on my end of things, right? And I get that, like, this isn't something, like, you have to be altruistic for or anything like that. But, like, I do have a certain set of rules. I do have a certain set of values. And one of my values is I allow people to have discussions in my server about, even if I 100% disagree with them. Like, again, this is something that's been litigated in my Discord over and over and over again in a pressure campaign against me, which, again, has not affected – it doesn't have the same ramifications towards me as it does towards you. I understand that. I'm not on trial. I don't have a court case pending. But it is something that they have been pressuring me that has affected me. But, like, one of the reasons initially I took your side before knowing anything is because they were asking me to ban others and you were not. And I'm always going to side with the people, at least initially, who say, hey, you can do what you want. We're not going to try to pressure you or manipulate you in any way, shape, or form.
In that case, my only request then, I guess, would be to not ban the streaming in that room. Because now I'm just going to set an alert up. And if any time these motherfuckers are chatting about me, I don't give a fuck if I'm sleeping. I don't care if I'm at my future wife's fucking having a birth in the hospital. I want to be able to jump in and talk to them. I don't care if I'm streaming or not. Because like, it can't be that these guys are 24/7 constantly chatting about me always. It's crazy. Dude, it's crazy.
No, I understand that. And I think you've demonstrated enough that rule probably needs to change for that reason. Because if they're going to talk shit in my servers, and that you have to be able to respond. I get that. We can make a change for that rule. We can do that. I can do that. But I, like I said, if it's ban this person who hasn't broken any of my rules, I'm just not going to. I'm just letting you know.
So. Okay. All right. Okay. I love you. Be careful.
Is there anything else I can help you with today? Anything?
Nope, not right now.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, Destiny. Bye-bye.
Be careful. I love you. Bye.
Man himself.
Hello. Oh, what's up? Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. Not bad at all. It's crazy to feel as though
I got a question. Why is JStock, he's just sitting there watching like a fucking, like he's in the cuck chair? Why isn't he getting in there and talking about it?
Every single thing I say is just going to be repeating my media funnel for the next 5 years until the country collapses or we change everything.
Oh, yeah.
The whole point is that from the top down, these guys kind of set the narrative, but the narrative is like very loosely based in reality. And if they get like a direct conflict between what they've set the narrative to be,
how don't their fans see it?
Like,
it's so easy because they're literally Wix calling them out, like, hey, you feel strongly about this. Come on right now, JStock, come talk about it. But he just continues watching. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, I don't know. His claim is that he's scared of getting doxxed. But
he's
like
been doxxed, so what's scary?
It also
scary?
Doesn't make sense because it's like if I'm like an evil doxer, like am I ever looking at this and I'm like, God damn it, I can't dox him yet because he hasn't talked to me. Like, oh no, like it's just
yeah. Why wouldn't you just dox him?
Yeah, it's just stupid.
No matter what, yeah. Like who cares? I don't know.
Not that I would ever support doxing anybody. That's such a horrible, evil thing to do.
Of course,
people that even Stephen Bonnell doesn't have.
Also,
this
I thought
this is amazing.
Am I misremembering this, or didn't Dicker say over and over again that he's not friends with Jistical, that these people hate him, that he's not part of these communities, that, oh, I guess he walked that back after he revealed 300 messages plus spending 10-hour voice chats and...
Dylan.
Yeah, not bad, thank you. Not bad at all. It's crazy to feel as though I've got access to people that even Stephen Bonnell doesn't have. This is amazing.
Hey, it's actually, like, totally, totally, totally crazy. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm taking the piss. Yeah, you want to talk about the report and stuff?
Well, I was just going to explain to you what happened. So it was,
what actually happened?
It was, I think, in December that I basically said, I think we should report this guy, right? And it was after he had doxxed people in my Discord who were just discussing his case.
Why does he always say that? Who are the people that got doxxed? And what? When? Why? Why does he just say it was just people discussing his case? Also, why does he say discussing when they're an active participant in it? These people are basically, I don't even know what the fuck you'd call them. They don't want to appear as witnesses, and they definitely have parties to the case, but they're feeding information to Joan and somehow hiding from discovery at the same time.
And then he was on a live stream, and he started like laughing about how, since he was doxing people in the Discord, that so many people were leaving the Discord. And that, to me, I was like, oh, he's like trying to cause like a chilling effect, not just on talking about him, but like on my community in general, right?
Like, imagine the horrors of not being able to constantly intervene in a court case, harass and abuse every single person surrounding me, repost rumors from Kiwi Farms or Lolcow about me or my girlfriend. And he's like, oh, fuck, he's trying to chill us just talking about him. Like, okay.
He's trying to kill my community?
Like, they present this. What is the meme? It's like you're hitting yourself over and over and over again. You're like, I can't. I'm dying. It's just stop snarking me. Just stop obsessively talking about me and everybody around me forever. I don't even care if you want to criticize my politics, if you want to talk shit about, if you think I'm ugly or whatever the fuck. I don't care. Whatever. If you want to talk about that, that's fine. Just stop obsessively snarking about me. It's so easy. As soon as you stop, like, we all just stop. Like, it's all over. Like, it's on you. It's so easy to just not be fucking weird as fuck. That's such an easy thing to do.
And then he also, in that same stream, threatened multiple other creators, or at least one other creator. He threatened Pisco, said his community needed to be totally wiped out.
Threatened Pisco? Did I say his community needed to be totally wiped out? Pisco's community was being fucking invaded. I think like 6 of these fucking losers joined at the same time. And his chat, I'm pretty sure Pisco's chat while I was debating him had chatters that were like, Rose was 17 or whatever. Like, they're like spamming crazy shit. I don't remember if Pisco's community was wiped out. Jesus Christ.
Or deserved to be totally wiped out. Right? Mm-hmm. And to me, I was like, okay, well, he's been threatening to dox people for a long time. He's putting people at like actual risk. And not only that,
at actual risk, by the way, like, what is one bad thing that's happened to any of these people? Nothing. Literally nothing. Like, nothing has happened to any of these people. He keeps saying at risk. No one cares about you, Lilbro. No one is doing anything to you. No one cares. Nothing has happened to any of you. Nobody gives a fuck about any of you. Like, that's it.
But he has now doxed someone adjacent to something in a community. By the way, he did more after that as well. And he's like threatening additional people on top of that. It's like, this guy is not playing by the rules. If he was just
not playing by the rule. Oh my God. This guy is literally funneling information to Pixie to try to help her win her bullshit court case. Pretty sure that E-Rape Defense channel in his Discord, I think, is it still locked where the only person that can view it is Pixie? Like, what? I don't know why he keeps acting like I'm so involved. Beb, thank you for the 20 gifted tier 1 subs, buddy.
You know, if he was just doing content and shit, that's one thing. But obviously, we operate in a space where we all make money from this. And if he is going to, like, straight up dox people in another community intentionally just to try to kill that community, like, openly as a creator, yeah, he deserves to be deplatformed.
Oh, but you guys for cheering on and clapping when people are being harassed from emailing campaigns for your guys' shit, or when you guys are trying to destroy my entire life and the lives of every single person around me, that's fair game. Okay.
And by the way, I didn't even report him.
Illuminator, thank you for the 5 gifted subs.
If he is going to like straight up dox people in another community intentionally just to try to kill that community, like openly as a creator, yeah, he deserves to be deplatformed. And by the way, I didn't even report him on Kick. I just reported his YouTube.
Okay. So I...
Oh, how nice. Thank you.
The difficulty is, I can understand your rationalization of that stuff. What I said in the debate was basically true. If you've got videos and stuff where he's doxing these people, I can understand reporting those videos. That'd be my stance for like Bad Empanada. I think by standards that a lot of other people hold, I don't know why Leia Sapienti is acting as though it's a fucking crazy thing. Diorio did the exact same shit with Salvo and nobody batted a fucking eye. So it does seem like you're getting a bit of a tough shake with that, but I don't know if I'm necessarily endorsing it. I don't know if I...
Well, I don't... Sorry, I don't need you to endorse it.
I don't disagree.
I didn't tell anybody they had to, like, go and do it. I just posted, like, here's the timestamps. You can go in.
I don't know if I...
Well, I don't... Sorry, I don't need you to endorse it.
I don't disagree.
I didn't tell anybody they had to, like, go and do it.
Like, what are we talking about? I didn't tell anybody to do it. I just said, here's all the steps to go in for us to mass report this channel. What?
I just posted, like, here's the timestamps. You can go in. You can go report him, right? If you want to. I'm not, like, there was no forcing people to do it. And yeah, if you just don't...
What does that mean, forcing people? How would you even force somebody to do it? What is this weird standard now? I didn't force anybody to do it. I was just showing people exactly, navigate to youtube.com, click more at the top of these links, scroll to the bottom, click report user, harassment, cyberbullying, paste external links, TOS policy, in additional notes, say this person is conducting harassment or doxing campaign, here's a link, blah, 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 and include relevant tweets, blah, blah, blah. And then here's like the tweets to link, and here's everything. Oh, okay. But he wasn't forcing anybody. He wasn't forcing anybody to do it.
Well, I'm totally forced to go stay in his apartment, so maybe.
Oh. But he didn't force anybody. It's not like he was at gunpoint, right? Not at gunpoint, right?
Like it, you don't like that, but I think it's perfectly reasonable for me to say that we should report this, right?
I feel like that's the exact same way how Otley Noah didn't get his artist to be able to DMCA somebody. He just like gave them the opportunity and then kind of like strung them away.
I'm not saying I actually asked other people to help. Like
I'm not saying I actually asked other people to help. What?
Like gave them the opportunity and then kind of like strung them away.
I'm saying I actually asked other people to help. Like I said, we should report this guy. Here's the argument for reporting this guy. I think that's totally legitimate.
Hi, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's this gayness I'm hearing on the back channels?
I don't know. I haven't made a decision yet, but I'm thinking of just excising every part of my life that includes Doobie being in voice chats for 12 hours a day, talking about how I'm a pedophile, rapist, or whatever. I don't know if I want anything to do with any of those Discord servers.
Okay, is that Doobie's principal sin so far?
I mean, it's one of many, but I think I can have that boundary. I think it's okay for me.
Okay, well then I'm calling you from a phone because I'm busy doing shit, but I'll text you about it later.
Okay, have fun, be careful.
All right, bye.
Anyone got a clip of that? Sure. Yep. It's a Substance clip right here. Hold on, Simply Substance. Let me throw up the clip for you guys.
I think they wipe that Discord last year for Gisticles? MDC or MD Charged. Thank you for the 5 gifted subs. That Maywand person has 36,112 messages in that server. Is that just in the last year or was it not wiped last year? Bruh. Really?
We gotta get rid of Discord.
What does Doobie have on these people? He donates thousands of dollars to all of them, which is like...
Well, money.
That's what he's doing, right? He's buying friends, buying support, buying access. Glaim Leon, thank you for gifting 10 subs in Kick Chat, buddy.
Where is it? Dude, where is this Substance clip?
He's got so many of them.
I'm trying to find it here real quick. Now I can't find it. Really? I can find it in 2 seconds. Someone send me the Substance clip, the December one. Substance, if you're here, send me the clip.
They might cancel my show tomorrow.
We're still talking. Anyway, it's him. It's him saying like he's being asked why he doxxed people, and that's the context of the conversation. And at the end, he goes, "Yeah, all these weird communities need to just get wiped out. Peace goes included." And that to me is he's in the mind of this is what I'm doing. I'm destroying these communities. He's accusing them of doxxing. But he really knows they're just talking shit. He doesn't really think I doxed him. He understands that I was friends with him when almost all of the doxing that happened to his friends occurred, right? He knows that. He knows that he has no timeline to even claim I could be responsible. He's totally raped on that.
I don't even know. I'm sorry. I'm just like, the idea that, what, I just don't like these people because they talk shit about me? Like, that's it? Like if that's the perspective... I mean, I guess it makes it easy on my end, right? If you're going to lie about that obviously, then I mean, it makes it pretty obvious that you're, that you can't actually defend the arguments as they exist in reality. But
he's just basically been spiraling for the past while.
Thank you, Casalo, for the 5 gifted subs. I'm definitely spiraling right now. When for the first time in like a year and a half, there's finally a spotlight on these people and they are scrambling and scurrying to get all of their shit figured out.
He's looking for some contradiction when he goes to fight me. And that's all he can do is he can just keep fighting for contradictions. So I don't need you to say that it's like what you support or anything like that. I don't need you to say that. But I'm totally fine with saying, yeah, I advocated for this and the exact reason I did. Trying to dox people in my community until it dies. That would be enough. But then he was also threatening adjacent content creators, which I thought was fucked.
True.
Yeah, I don't necessarily. I mean, it doesn't. You know, obviously, my takes are my takes. What you kind of like do or don't need me to say, that's not going to... really be involved
Question.
In all of that.
When he brings up the trying to dox adjacent content creators, this is more of like the trying to create, I assume, what's the word, like turbulence within like the communities. So he's probably hoping that someone like clips this, sends it to Pisco, and then Pisco's like, oh, he was trying to do this.
Yeah, they try. What they do is they try. It's like super apparent if you're not fucking retarded. But basically, they try to have people that they're allies with, and then they'll constantly praise that person and donate money to that person, and then
like
talk that person up. And then if they see somebody and they feel like that person's not being loyal enough, then they will attack that person, say that person's a fucking loser. Do shit like that, basically, to try to, yeah. So, like, they're, like, so this is happening literally right now in Jiskel's Discord server when Doobie hopped in, or not Doobie, when, what's his face, Stickers. Hopped in earlier? Fuck, who was just here? Wick? Like,
Connor, Wick?
Wick.
Too many screenshots.
Yeah, seriously. Destiny about to blacklist Wick for Doobie being in a server. Limfeo, after Wick just pledged undying fealty. Poor Wick getting blacklisted after all that. Wick is like pleading. Oh my dear God. He's gonna hang
Wick
himself.
Wick wasn't even pleading. He was being like normal. He was just like, all right, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna, that's a boundary for me.
Doesn't matter.
But here's what I can do. Like, yeah. It was a normal combo.
True. But when Connor came in, Connor didn't commit to anything. So, bro, Connor is so based. Honestly, hope he covers this shit tomorrow. Like, it's so transparent. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I would feel humiliated if people, like, glazed me this fucking obviously for trying to get something out of me. I just think it's crazy, but...
Because I'm thinking about, in terms of contacting YouTube to be able to get them off the platform, I'm legitimate... If they're doing shit like that, if what you're saying is, like, totally fucking correct, they are... I think I've seen clips of that, in fact. Destiny talking about doxing random chatters and random community members in your community, and then trying to basically destroy it and like ruin you monetarily. I can understand why you would want to do that. I don't know about the incitement for like several people.
I don't know if that exists, if I said that. Honestly, it could have been at some point that I started saying anybody in this community. I don't know. There might be a clip out there if I said it. If I did say it, then it would have been around the time when Kiwi Farms was literally doxing every single person in my community. So if I did say this, it was probably at that point. I don't know if you guys remember this, but like if you tweeted out something defending me, Kiwi Farms was doxing like just Twitter users, like saying like, oh, this guy is a whatever, we found his job, blah, blah, blah. Like it was completely fucking random. I had a ton of my... Or not a ton. I had 4 or 5 members of my mod team quit around when that happened. They were people that stuck through the court case being announced, but then they had to quit afterwards because it was like way too much heat on every random person around me being doxxed.
But yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. I don't. Okay. Was this incitement in the Snark server?
I posted this stuff in the Snark server. Yeah. Well, I say I. I'm just saying I. I don't know if it was me or somebody like I would have supported doing it.
It was him. But why post it in the Snark server? Why not just post it in your own server if you have so much justification for it?
Do you know what I mean?
Just a reminder, snarking is a loser activity. And if you incessantly spend all of your time doing this on random online content creators, you're a fucking giga loser.
Yeah, true.
I'm just saying I, because it might as well be I.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you get what I mean? Like technically, it could have been one of my mods, or it could have been like Ryle or something who posted it. I don't remember exactly who posted it, but I'm just saying I, for the sake of the argument. I don't need to run from those people or say that, like, in that case, that was something I supported and something I was talking to them about. So if they posted about it, it would just be me, would be on me.
But why wasn't it in his public Jiskel server? Why was it on the secret one?
Yeah, that's fair enough. Like I say, it's just difficult to give like a fucking a strict thing, because usually that would be fucking verboten, and I don't know if I've thought about instances where that would be justified. But yeah, I'm saying I'm undecided. So I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I'm not saying that I support it. And I haven't made those reports as well. But no, I understand the... I think I understand the motivations there, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, if you're going to basically make people like fear real-world harm, if you're going to do that to...
Make people feel like there might be real-world harm, like what is happening to me constantly. Like, but whatever. I mean, these guys are based, I guess, yeah.
Just chill criticism against you, chill conversation.
I love that. Chill, like, I can't handle people criticizing me. True, bro. I just want to chill all criticism, bro.
Questions about your lawsuit and to try to chill people.
Also, not conversations. You are an active participant. You understand how, like, improper that is? How weird that is? That you're feeding information, feeding lines, feeding potential victims, feeding witness, whatever, to Pixie? Like, you're in the court docs, bro. Like, you're literally in the court docs asking Pixie what you're allowed to speak about. So I don't know why... He's acted like they're just like random people chatting about this.
Genuinely, if you wanted, could you have deposed him?
maybe international stuff is a lot harder.
It's really hard.
Yeah, and I don't want to fucking, I don't want to drag this out.
No, it's not even worth the money or whatever. Yeah, yeah. But
also, they can all lie.
Yeah, they can.
And they all do lie, right? Pixie's lied about almost everything in her fucking deposition, so, yeah.
People, like, fear real-world harm. If you're going to do that to just chill criticism against you, chill conversations about your lawsuit, and to try to chill people from participating in my community, yeah, fuck you. Incredibly harmful.
Is it
person.
Your community that Esports Batman was having that conversation in?
Yep. And to try to chill people from participating in my community? Yeah, fuck you. Incredibly harmful.
Is it
person.
Your community that Esports Batman was having that conversation in?
Yep.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm starting to see some of that. All right. Yeah,
was not
I'm
the
still
only
undecided.
Person he went
I don't know if I'm going to come to like a. I don't know if I'm going to come to like a firm firm
Uh-oh.
Decision on that. Because again, I can understand taking down videos and reporting those, but going after the channel, yeah, it's rough. It's rough. But then again, I don't...
Isn't it a little suspicious that the snark community attacks anyone against Asan really, but hasn't touched Asmongold? Like, are they afraid of him? Or is he working with them? No. Asmongold and Hassan do not touch each other. The anti-establishment forces will always align to attack the establishment forces. Okay? It happened in fucking Nazi Germany with the commies and the Nazis and the other far-right parties. It happened with the Soviets and Nazi Germany in Poland with the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact. And it's happening now with Asmongold and Hassan. The anti-establishment forces will always exist in a horseshoe-esque thing while they attack the consensus middle. That's what they do. The reason why they went after Tectone is because I'm pretty sure Tectone was making videos and attacking Hassan and calling him crazy and wacky and doing stuff. That's why they were also anti-Tectone.
The logic is basically he's operating outside of like...
It's going to happen to me, right?
Yeah, well, imagine that I could, you know, as somebody, we're both bakers, and I could like poison your flour so that it ruined like 80% of your bread. You have to go to like a third party to stop that. That's not how the competition works. You can't just say, well, why aren't you poisoning my bread back? Right? You get what I'm saying, right? In
no,
terms
I get
of trying
that.
To prevent
no,
participation in the community.
That.
It's literally got a name.
No,
I believe
I
it's tortious interference.
Is this the DDoS kid argument? Sorry. This is a crazy retarded analogy, though, but okay.
Yeah, I was going to use that term, but I try not to use the fucking legal shit. But no, I get the motivations and stuff. It's just it is legitimately difficult for me to consider whether that is cool or not.
Well, you just don't want to take...
Wow, Corbett Coven, welcome. Or thank you for gifting 5 tier 2 subs in my DGG chat.
I don't
know if
about
these
it, which is totally fine. Take your time. I don't need to press you for a position. Take your time and come to whatever decision you want. I'm just saying that to me, like, I have thought about it. Obviously, I didn't even report this guy when he tried to dox me. Like, when he tried to dox multiple other people. I didn't even report him back then. I was like, no, I'm really against it. I've, like, never wanted to do this before. And again, it was just YouTube. It was not even a kick. I said in a clip, because when it first happened, I was pretty upset. I was like, I think this would give me the justification to go after everything. Like, literally everything. I think I'm totally justified in doing that. But I didn't end up calling for it or going after a kick.
Just as a heads up, he has gone after everything by helping Pixie with her frivolous lawsuit. That was the goal of that lawsuit, was to destroy my career, my reputation, and then drain me of all my money that I've earned in my entire life, by the way. That was the goal. And that is what he's actively participating in, while lying about it, by the way. But
it's just the YouTube stuff.
I mean, by their standards, it's hard to disagree with that. I guess it depends what your standards are, but I can't think of an example where something like this has like ever fucking happened. It's it's fucking insane. Where a huge content creator has been locked on like a former associate this fucking hard. The closest thing that I can think of.
Is he talking about me locking on a logistical or logistical locking on a me? Because if he's talking about me locking on a logistical, he's so close to getting it, but not quite there. Wow, Fear Darkness 118. Thank you for gifting 10 subs and kick chat.
Is, do you remember Dark Viper AU when he used to do this shit with, is it like Cyberboy or something? It's an orbiter of him who disagreed with him. And then he like goes and streams his content, A-logs him, and says to everybody, unsubscribe right now if you're a subscriber of Cyberboy. But that was like one stream. That was like two streams. I don't think I've ever seen this before.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
aren't these people sitting there talking about you for fucking 8 hours a day?
Yes, or anybody near me. Like, I don't like to dig this stuff up because it's fucking disgusting and gross, and it's hard that there are like other people involved that I don't really want like to be involved or have anything to do anymore. But like, Kelly was just dumping the most disgusting fucking shit about like my girlfriend at the time. And the only reason why, I think 90% of chat doesn't even know that I was even dating anybody. The only reason why was because she hadn't come out and publicly disavowed me on her small Twitter account. And that was a green light for Gistical's entire Discord server to just copy paste like the most disgusting fucking comments, rumors, whatever the fuck else from a psycho lolcow. And he still defended that even after all of that happened. He still defended it.
You know, content, but oh.
Dude.
This video is.
Like, women go on stream.
I stood by Kelly Jean as he like talked about the hemorrhoids of Destiny's girlfriend. You gotta stand by your guests, bro. You can't just throw them under the bus like this. This is f***ed up. This is actually f***ed up.
Well, okay, so basically you don't care then. You just like.
I mean, sorry, I told her it was bad, but like I didn't ban her or anything. I didn't go like, Kelly, you've ruined the stream and kick her out.
He's gone.
Not even in Discord, but on stream. Like, these guys were all constantly just posting it, like, doing, like, the most disgusting fucking shit ever. And it's just, like, for somebody who's no involvement whatsoever, she's never made any public statements on any of this stuff. She's never said anything about this.
She's just a random girl,
literally a random person. Yeah. But, like, it's all these people are just, ugh. And it's like, he just wants to silence all criticism. And it's like, Jesus Christ. Okay. Destiny jokes his way out of explaining what he means by fair game. Snooze 79191. Willie Mac and Destiny DMs. Only one of these people retained child porn on their computer. Gotta love DGG desperately trying to disprove this fact. Statement from the mod team. Now remove the DGG mod. Tectone pivoted to anti-Hassan content right after his ex filed a police report against him. Oh, I bet this guy is in that Snark server. Guaranteed 100%. See? The anti-Tectone shit?
Mm-hmm.
Streamer explains why Asmongold likes Crimson Desert so much. Streamer?
No.
Who? What streamer is this?
Fair-skinned dudes.
Oh, report that.
What?
Oh, it's 2 months old. Well, the streamer name's on the title.
Oh, well, Asmongold's in the title, right?
Yeah, but he's not the streamer. Triple S.
So if they just pretend that everyone's really mad.
What is this? I've said it many times, and I'll say it again here. If you're not willing to talk about the facts of the case, then your opinion of the judge is worthless. Oh, maybe he's talking to somebody else who doesn't want to talk to. Damn, this guy's Tecton's number one hater. Do you have proof of that? Oh, he posted this thread. Nice. Destiny missed having doxed people before trying to reel it back in. The same committee doxing and A-logging his kid and his mother. We were supposed to care about him. Esports Abandon has a long history. Do you have any proof of that? Hold on, I'm trying. Of the people I've doxed.
You would never dox.
One.
True. Oh my god. Gistical points out Destiny's confusion with a source given to him by one of his chatters during his debate with Taylor Lorenz. r/political stream failed. The fuck is that subreddit?
So this is originally an 18+ server.
Internet Zen Master, thank you. The fact that anal violence is.
Sheesh.
Casey John, friend of the show, and my favorite.
Lawyer and YouTuber Pisco Liddy comments on Ethan Klein's recent threats to Casey Tron. Quote, this is scumfuck behavior, end quote.
It's the person of the
this guy's on the server?
100% this guy's on that server. Guaranteed, yeah. These are all supporting the Splinter communities. Attacking me in any way possible, you know, rehosting all of my accusations, supporting all of the weirdos.
You should write his name
down
for the manifesto.
There's so many of these fucking people. Casey Tron addresses the recent threats made by Ethan Klein against her.
Nux is a fuck.
Tectone defends Nux. Why does he? Destiny comments on Hassan's decision to go back to exclusively streaming on Twitch.
It reminds me of whenever Amarath started wearing a cowboy.
Casey Tron calls Ember a pick me for incel freak.
You caused a V2.
How long? Oh my god. Oh, he's a Pisco poster too. Nice. Appreciation for Pisco fighting against audience capture as I try to audience capture you.
So you think this was like the big audience capture time?
Yeah, this is, yeah, 100%. Like, you can tell by the way. 1,000,000%. Yeah, of course. Yeah. They all have the same talking points. I'll do this shit. Yeah. Destiny explains why the Pixie and Destiny both did bad things. Argument is bad. Read bottom to top. Nicholas DiOrio. I love Destiny, but you're completely delusional if you think someone would vouch for him. He's a PR nightmare, my dude. Aw. Pisco.
Yes or no?
Oh shit! I feel like this guy got. I wonder if this guy got legitimately converted.
Into what?
Like, this guy looks like he used to be a fan of mine. Like, I don't think that. I thought that comment was like a gay ops, like a sarcastic comment. I don't think it was though, because I saw. Fuck! What did I see?
These people's minds get absolutely fucking pillaged by being in these discords
when you
for
stay
10
there,
hours.
Yeah.
And hearing every single bad thing. So even if it's not true, they're eventually going to believe it. It's the same thing. It's why advertisements work. I mean,
he's making comments here about Aaron. So somebody has a thread titled, "Fucking hell, please stop with the meta conversations with Aaron." And then I see this guy's comment here is, "What sets Aaron apart from leftists like Prime who think the Dems are genocidal maniacs? Yesterday's conversation gave me the impression that she agrees with Prime on every issue and that the only thing they don't have in common is his stubbornness in regards to voting for the lesser of two evils. I think it's not an unfair assessment to say that these people want to co-opt the Democratic Party." Damn. Why is no one
begging Wick? Oh, sorry.
Why is no one obsessed with the war in Ukraine and Russian war crimes? There's literally a genocide going on right now, and you're more concerned about the morality of wearing women's clothing in a war zone. That's the real goofy shit. Oh, this guy was like defending me in this thread.
We lost a good warrior.
Damn, how the fuck? I wonder what happened. Holy shit.
Reach out to him. Let's see if we can get him on.
Because AB accused his community of hacking his account. Is that about AB accusing my community of... Yeah, this is about me too. Jesus. Well, find the inflection point where he flipped. It's ridiculous. This is 6 months ago. It's ridiculous that I don't suppose that Hassan wants to play this political game when it undermines his political positions and boosts his opposition. Perhaps I'm wrong, but if he's not pushing back, then why did he oppose to what his said? I don't think this is stupid. Okay, I don't know what he's saying. How do you know? Were you there? What is this? He seemed like he was interested in the debate here. So maybe 7 months ago, he was still a loyal DGGer, maybe? Defending Darius? Oh, Empath Chan 7 months ago. Ooh, could that have been the inflection point? Mizkif defender? What if he was a sleeper cell? The flip was probably when Pisco ditched you. No, that happened like a year and a half ago, didn't it?
Yes or no?
Yes, sir. 5 months ago. It's blown out of proportion, and they didn't deserve the level of vitriol that these cunts gave them for it. And when CBS was called to their home, Denham's had a good laugh about it, downplayed it, called it sympathy farming, and slandered Ela. I don't care if Ethan bullies these cunts because they're cry bullies, just like the majority of the public. It's pretty simple. Difference is, I don't think Destiny is exaggerating and calls Trump a fascist, so I'm not going to have sympathy for him, as such comments make him unsafe. Do you think Bad Empanada is exaggerating when he said their house is covered in dog shit? Blah, blah, blah. Do you think? What was the point? What was the inflection point?
Oh!
4 months ago. Stop spamming Destiny clips. Oh,
she got tired of
5 months
ass.
Ago. The minor at that time testified that she was underage.
Ooh.
This is the public record. You called Marty Supreme mid? December 31st, 2025. Dude, we donated $1,000 to him. Based. Oh. Wait, who is Gistical? Never heard of him. Former DGGer of the year who jumped ship when it was discovered that Destiny is a sex pest. Based. No, wait, that's an anti-me comment, right? First funny Destiny clip in months. Stop spamming this. What the fuck? I'm putting this in this channel. Here, you see this. Okay. Does she look like she's 9? Yeah. Good one. That was a good meme. Shh, stop. Okay. We're good. I don't know. Don't care. I mean, I do care, but we may never know. How bad is that Aiden call? I never listened to it because I don't know. But is it like actually fucked or?
Who's killing who?
They're gonna amicably decide to leave this earth. So Thomas is gonna agree to roll over and take his wife. God, dude, I want to fucking burst this fat tubby sack of shit open like a fucking
dude,
pinata.
Where the fuck is Dickers? Dickers,
what's Louie doing?
Diggers is asking Becca if this is okay to talk about right now.
Do these guys all sound like they're stoners? Do you think these guys all smoke?
They probably do. These are fucking losers.
Give him a second.
Oh, he is. I'm Joe. I'm fine. Just as long as he isn't fucking, like, advocating for actual fuck shit.
Jesus! I didn't know Diggers was in this, too. Fuck! I wish I had time to listen to this before the debate now. What?
No, I'm putting out a call to the Dox Department's wife and family.
Wait, what?
No, I'm putting out a call to Dawson Harmon's wife and his family.
Dickers, are you drunk right now, dude? We're slurring your words.
He's already been docked.
What's going on, bro?
Dickers is drunk as fuck.
He says his name.
Dickers is knocked up right now.
Wife has a different surname?
Nope.
She does.
She adopted his name.
So you're giving away a maiden name? Okay, good. So she's not the exact same surname as him.
Yeah, does that make sense?
And she deserves it, by the way. She's complicit.
Okay, looking forward to when they're going to get kicked off. Wounded
heart.
Any day now? Any day? I'm sure that, like, Homeboy has that, by the way. If he wants to go out himself.
Yeah, I'm going to gut his wife like a fish.
Yeah, and then he's not forward and go, and then it'll be all laps and games.
I don't have a fucking wife.
Yeah, but GoCaro needs to break up with you. Otherwise, she's complicit in what you're doing.
I'm not dating GoCaro.
What?
I'm not dating Go.
I don't even know what the
yeah.
They do. They know I'm not dating Go.
No, but literally.
You drilling this, Aiden?
Are you guys still in the same room?
Yeah.
Are you guys, still in the same room?
Are you guys making a fort right now?
Killing. Wait, 7K, can we write a song about Lyle's wife?
Oh,
dude,
God.
Dude, I'll get Dumpy to make a fucking beat.
You need to go off Discord and get a bet.
Killing Lyle's wife. Strangling Lyle's wife. I don't even need a knife.
Oh, man.
Because I'm fucking killing Lyle's wife. With my bare hands.
That this guy wakes up next morning. And
kill Lyle's wife with a soda can. Does that bitch drink a lot of soda?
Dude, this guy needs to go to fucking bed. You guys go to bed,
no,
dude.
You guys are fucking cowards. Shut the fuck up. Aiden gets it now. He's full power.
You know, he's a coward. The people next to him in the hotel can hear this shit.
Yeah, and what are they going to do? Stop him from killing Lyle's wife?
These Discord servers are what happens when teachers actually crack down on bullying. Yeah, I feel like in real life, you're forced to, like, actually be around other people. So it kind of forces you to be normal, or else you kind of get ostracized for behavior like this. One of the biggest issues with the internet, I said this before, it's my toaster fucking analogy, is that you can always, like, congregate with other super weird antisocial people and, like, get in a Discord and be very weird and antisocial. And I think, to some extent in the past, isolating people like this probably isn't good. But I also don't think it's good to have a lot of these people, you know, like synergizing with each other. Like, imagine you have a very antisocial kid, but you put him in a group with other people who are ultra antisocial. I feel like it's really bad. Is this the same guy that
you
was on last night?
You can find your group for anything.
For anything, yeah.
If you're a fucking flat earther, there's a group out there for you. If you're a neo-Nazi, they're all out there.
Yeah, it's called
they're
MAGA.
Just a click away.
What are we listening to? Well, this is a leak call from Aiden. I think Dickers is in this call as well. And it's just, could you... Remember when I asked yesterday? Remember, because people have all these crazy fucking theories about me. Remember when I asked yesterday, and you have these people, they talk to me forever, what is the worst thing that my community has ever done? What is the worst thing? Because I'm like the boogeyman of these people. What was the answer that the guy gave? Was it just me?
I think he said Anna?
The Anna Voir
stuff.
Oh, no,
your community.
It might have been.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
The Anna Voir stuff doing the...
We spent 45 minutes arguing, if you tell your community, stop talking about this person, go talk about them here, and then you post a link to their KiwiFarms thread, this is like malicious, horrible harassment. Could you imagine, like, I'm not trying to say that I'm perfect, but like, it feels weird to say, but I will say this. My moral character is so much higher than 99% of the fucking people in this space, especially the people that are operating as critics of me. Of all the shit that's ever leaked to me, could you imagine some fucking video of me talking about, like, gutting and murdering somebody, or, like, fucking me shocking my fucking animal in the fucking background, or any of the crazy fucking things that is of leaked messages between me and Melina, where I'm like, I love you, I love you, I love you, please come back, I'll be your Dr. K, Melina, after committing her to a psych. Like, if any of these things had like, it would just be over, like, one of these things. And, the double standard is fucking crazy, bro.
For the car,
oh, he's still going.
He's still going.
He's still going. Drive the car off a cliff.
Were they making it sound like Dickers and Aiden are in the same room together? I didn't realize how close friends these two were. I don't know, in the same room. Or you mean Discord room? These guys are all close friends. They all act like it. Remember yesterday they were like, we're not, I don't even know these people. I get banned from all these spaces. I'm not friends with any of these people and blah, blah, blah. But like we saw that like immediately after the debate.
Man himself.
Hello. You know, Dickers hops, you know, right onto fucking Gistical Stream to talk about it. All these people are friends. All of these people are close to each other. No, like, are in the same physical room? Oh, I don't know if they're the same physical room or not, but...
Lyle's wife's a bitch.
Aiden, do you have any water? You gotten any water?
You guys are losers. Chill out.
They go play
Dumpy, we're doxing Lyle Bonfoy's wife or something.
Punching Lyle's wife in her fucking throat. You're gonna take her body and throw it off a boat.
Oh shit, they're rap battling,
Martin.
Oh no.
Wait, hey,
Lyle's wife.
facing.
Do you actually want Lyle's wife's job? I found her LinkedIn. Do you actually want
he already told us, and he posted like her picture 3 times.
Just as a joke, though, guys.
And told us her position at the job. Wait, hold on. I'm going to DM you something.
I think Loki, this is Aiden. We've been working towards this whole time. We finally unlocked, like, true Aiden.
Oh, wait. Apparently, they are in the same room. They all met up in real life for this call. They met up with Queeman and Perry as well. Wait a second. Was this years ago? Do I know about this? If this is what I think it is, I feel like years ago, a bunch of commentary people met up. And they were all like such weirdo antisocial fucks that that one meeting was enough to make it so some people like never, ever, ever wanted to see these people ever again. Oh, this was 6 months ago? Okay, never mind. I'll think of a different thing then. Never mind. Forget it.
It dismembering Lyle's wife.
Okay, so these guys are all in the same room.
Anyways, yeah. Aiden's like drunk and like on a Lyle killing spree right now.
Instead of a Lyle con. Convoy, it was Benjamin and Yahoo that we were slicing open like a pig. That'd be kind of cool.
No, that'd be fucked up. What, do you have a problem with Israel?
I don't have a problem with Israel.
I don't have a problem with Edwio. Yeah, nice try, buddy. We're talking about Leo Convoy's wife right now. Okay.
Do you mean discover my actual room? Actual room, like in real life.
Is she hot? Where's Dick?
No, she needs to fucking die.
She's so bad.
We're killing her. IRL.
Kidnapping Lyle's wife.
Is she hot enough to like rape before you kill her, or is she more like a
look at 7K's profile?
I want you to keep this all in mind while you dox her and fuck with her life. Like,
wait, that's what his wife looks like?
Yes.
Ew, that's fucking grody, dude.
He deserves it. You see it, right? It's like it's deserved. Come on, dude.
This is the guy who is saying we all need to come together as the commentary community and defend the Snark server against Destiny and his attacks. Jesus.
Sheesh. Sheesh.
What the fuck is this? This and then...
Absolutely. There's actually some terrible allegations. Absolutely horrific stuff, I gotta say, that's been brought up about Wick in the last day. So Bug Squander has been pressing for information. At Ginger Remoth, did Wick ask for consent prior to groping yourself and Madame Genevieve in that photo that was posted? As you can see here, if we get some zoom and enhanced analysis going on, you can see here Wick is touching, it appears to be, Madame Genevieve's outer thigh and knee, and this is the outer thigh here as well, the outer thigh and knee on Ginger Ramoth. Now, obviously, we've got the response here. He did not ask, he did not say, "Man, would you mind if I touched your leg?" before he touched your leg. Now, it's the sexual harassment HR meme? It is. It's like, tell me you wouldn't be traumatized if we touched your leg. Come on.
Just to be clear, everything people claim is a lie. These are malicious lies that are the exact opposite of the truth. Here's Ginger in her own words today. She reached out to me to be clear about this. Oh, this is today.
Sheesh.
Remember to hit that like and subscribe, and don't forget the notification bell so that my videos show up right in your feed.